Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And our website is kcnr1460.com.
Morning.
I'm joined today by Bad Bob. Can you hear me, Bad Bob?
I can indeed. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today.
45 degrees and clear. Beautiful. I mean, you know what's nice when we go out and take the dog out first thing in the morning because we get up so early? The stars were out. Beautiful. It's going to be a great day. High of 58. And I'm going to make a couple special announcements. Do you mind?
I don't mind.
First, I'd like to start off with, we get press releases, so I want to talk about the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce presents its 2010 Chamboree Party Royale. This elegant evening will take place on Friday, February 26th at the Holiday Inn. It's No Host Martini Bar. And the presentation's business person, and citizen of the year. You can call 225-4433, extension 102, and that is Party Royale, the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. I understand that's a fun thing to go to. A dinner club for shelter animals starting February 9th. Dining out has never been so beneficial to the animals at Haven Humane Society until the second Tuesday club. This club offers a unique way to enjoy an evening without dues, fines, or work projects. Brochures will be available at Haven Humane at 7449 East Side Road. It all kicks off February 9th at Mary's Pizza Shack at the Shasta Outlets in Anderson, where the Second Tuesday Club and Mary's will welcome guests for the evening. Coupons for Mary's Pizza Shack fundraiser are available at Haven's website. That's www.havenhumane.net. Or at the shelter, call 241-5262. This is just another way to raise funds for what a wonderful shelter, again. Another reminder, this weekend or today, walk into Kubler's Furniture. Check out their beautiful selection of furniture, locally owned. They are going to be giving away, along with us, a wonderful Macy Cafe love seat, very plush. So if you go in there, just check it out, ask to see the love seat, and there will be an entry form and a box. Drop your name and your email into the box, and on the 12th of February, we will be drawing a name. So you, on Valentine's Day, can take a love seat home for your sweetheart.
Or go to our website, kcnr1460.com, go down to the photo of Linda and I cavorting on the love seat. And click on that and enter that. The only thing we need is your name and a phone number so we can get a hold of you. And we can take at least 100 more of these. So get onto the website and enter.
And one more announcement here. Tuesday, February 9th at 12 noon at the library, the Women's Fund is bringing in a wonderful speaker. Join us as we explore the world in which children and adolescents are growing up today. Learn when and how we as individuals and as a community can help girls develop a good self-image, high aspirations, and they can be wherever and whoever they want to be. So that's, you know, you can bring your sack lunch, or $5 you can buy a sack lunch. That's Tuesday, February 9th, 12 noon. And I'm definitely going to be there. I just think that's so empowering and informational. So that's happening on the 9th. So as you circle your calendars, those are just little announcements as we get going here on Free Fire Radio. We're taking your calls, 605-4567. You can always go to our website, kcnr1460.com. While we're online, we're pulling up your emails. And, okay, wow, we got a call. Oh, this is also a great local event.
It is. And we're going to let's go to Adam, line one. Adam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Now, Adam, you are representing the Red Bluff Bull and Gelding Sale. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You know, we called you last week and, you know, to have you on because it started this week.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with this?
Well, The Red Bluff Bull Sale was established in the early 40s by a group of local ranchers in an effort to bring better genetics into the area for cattle producers. The cattle they're producing worth more money and ultimately put more money in everybody's pockets. Fatter calves, bigger, better cattle, cattle that produce better beef. And from there, this is our 69th year of the bull sale itself. From there, they've also eventually added a gelding sale and then eventually a stock dog sale. And now we also have on Thursday a female replacement sale.
Did you say a female replacement sale, Adam?
Yes.
You tried to slide that one by. I know you did.
Now, is that open to anybody, or just you have to sign up for that?
Yeah, you have to actually. They have to actually be cows, not.
Oh.
Cows.
Well, never mind. Yeah, I can't go there.
You know, we could have beefed up. We could have beefed up those sales
this
numbers.
This is PG.
The female
but...
replacement is entirely up to the individual, I suppose. If it's anything but cattle.
Okay.
I understand that the dog demonstration is really quite popular.
Yeah, it is. We get huge crowds here every year for the dogs, and this is our 32nd year on the dogs. We get interest in the dogs from all over the country. We get people that come out to Red Bluff just to see these dogs work. We have this dog show is something that's being emulated all over the country, so I suppose that's the sincerest form of flattery, or however the saying is supposed to go.
Certainly, Adam. Now, tell us once again, when does this open? When do the gates open? How much does it cost? And give us a little rundown there again.
Well, yesterday we got underway with some of the sifting and grading on the bulls. Today there's more sifting and grading of bulls. The halter show is today. We have a big Western trade show that opens today at noon, closes at 7. And 1 o'clock today, we have the first working of the dogs here on the fairgrounds in Red Bluff, and that is in the east parking lot, Trinity Avenue entrance parking lot. This afternoon, we have Ted Robinson Cow Horse Clinic in our Pauline Davis Pavilion, and tonight we have a dinner, a buyers and consigners dinner, we call it, in the fairgrounds cafeteria.
Well, you know, this sounds great.
Thursday, we get underway with the geldings. Shown at halter in the morning and shown under saddle in the afternoon. We have our female replacement sale at 12:30 tomorrow.
Bad Bob says he's going to be there for that.
He's going to be there for that. High bidder, probably, no doubt.
Hey, Adam, this is not just a local show. You bring in people from all over, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We have consigners from a woman just checked in from Montana, who's a consigner with a dog and a horse. We get people from Texas, Utah, lots of people from Oregon, California, of course, far southern California, Nevada. It's definitely a Western United States event, buyers and consigners alike, and then, just general attendees from all over the country.
And this is kind of a little, and if I can say it, a little cash cow for Red Bluff?
Well, yeah, I mean, this event doesn't just mix up Tama County dollars and stir them around. It brings in dollars from, like I said, all over the Western United States and deposits them here in, Tama and to some degree Shasta counties.
Now, does it cost to get into the show?
Yeah, no, there's no fee to get in. Some of the events, Friday night's gelding sale, there is a $10 ticket to get into the gelding sale. Saturday night we have a bull riding at 7 o'clock, and it's $20 to get in the door for a general ticket there. There's also floor seating for $30 and VIP seating for $75.
And
but,
so,
other than that, nope, there's nothing at the gates.
Okay, and what time does this start every morning?
This morning we're getting underway. The schedule says 7:30. We've postponed that to 9. On the sifting and grading of bulls. And then the trade show opens at 9, starting Thursday through Saturday. And the geldings get underway, the gelding contests get underway at 8 o'clock on Friday. And the bull sale itself on Saturday starts at 9:30.
Adam, for those who, you know, we have people who are in and out, getting ready for work. Again, we're talking with Adam regarding it's called the Red Bluff Gelding. What's the title?
It's the Red Bluff Bull and Gelding Sale.
Okay. And is there a website or something that people can look at the rundown of the events and they can see it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.redbluffbullsale.com.
Okay. And could you just clarify what sipping means?
What, sifting?
Yes.
Well, it's always been a tradition here at Red Bluff when we look at the quality of the bulls. We don't just take the consignment and sell the consignment. They have to meet a certain standard in order to sell at Red Bluff. So it's kept our quality up over the years. And so the sifting means...
Sifting. Okay. sipping.
We thought you had said sipping, and I thought, gosh, I wonder what that is.
I was going to clarify that this morning.
You know, a little sip of Jack, take a look at the bowl, you know, keep going. You know?
And there's quite a bit of sipping that goes on here.
Okay.
I bet.
A little bit of guzzling.
Okay.
And, you know, this really sounds like a good time, Adam. And,
oh, yeah.
And I would encourage our listeners to come down and take a look at that. And, you know, what would you say is the high point? We've got to get going. What's the high point of the show?
Certainly, if you're a horse person, the gelding sale is a huge event in the equine world in the western United States. And then, you know, the start of the bull sale on Saturday morning, 9:30, the house is packed. Anybody that's in the cattle business is here. And, you know, it's a lot of excitement and always creates a lot of buzz.
Well, and do you have an average about how much your geldings go for?
Oh, last year our geldings averaged just over $6,000. We had one go for $39,000, one individual horse. The dogs averaged just under $4,000 last year.
Wow.
We've sold our record high selling dog is $23,000.
$23,000.
Yeah.
Well, did that dog like drive himself to the exhibition and then, you know, or?
If you left your door unlocked, he might.
Just great, Adam. Oh, I hope we get a chance to get down there, and we are so glad that you called this morning because we want to encourage people. This is about supporting your community, and thank you for bringing having such a, you know, a first-class run event that brings people from all over the country that can see the great North State of ours and do something that you're very passionate about. This is a whole other culture world within, you know, right here in the North State. I think some people might not be well aware of. So if you had to pick one event, somebody's really busy at one event to come down to Red Bluff in this 1 week, what would it be?
I guess it would depend on your taste. The bull riding on Saturday night for the general public who's not in the cattle business is probably going to be their pick. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a lot of fun. The house is always packed, and, you know, everybody has a good time. And then, like I said, if you're into the horses, the gelding sale is the place to be.
Well, you got some good weather here, it looks like, for the next couple of days, huh?
I sure hope so. I hope people take advantage of the chance to get rid of the cabin fever and come out here and have a good time.
Well, this is the best time to do it. And, Adam, thank you so much for your phone call. And good luck with this. And, you know, give us a call next week and let us know how it went.
Okay, guys.
All right, Adam.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to take a quick break here since we just blew through one break. But, you know, that was – I love listening to the Red Bluff Bull and Gelding Sale. I mean, that is, you know, it's a great thing that happens to Tehama County. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, I got an email yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, it's from Bob. It was from Bob. Bob thinks I'm a liberal. Yeah. Bob thinks I'm a liberal because I was talking about P. Diddy spending $385,000 on a car for a 16-year-old son who doesn't even drive, and he had to, you know, buy him a chauffeur at the same time.
Because you mentioned it?
He said I should have heard my voice. It was like, hey, P. Diddy made that money. He should be able to spend it the way he wants. And, you know, he's right in that way. If you make the money, you should be able to spend it the way you want. However, I can always poke fun at people that spend $385,000 on a car for a 16-year-old that doesn't drive yet. I mean, that's, you know, I guess you could have spent $150,000 on a Bose, you know, sound system to somebody that can't hear. But eventually, you know, I guess
analogy.
Justin will learn to drive. But then that chauffeur then is out of work. You know, this is kind of like the stimulus plan. You know, you pay, you know, you put up stimulus money for 3 years, and then, you know, the money goes away, and then the jobs go away, and, you know, the cities and states can't continue because the economy is still in the doldrums.
And the entourage dwindles.
The entourage. But, you know, Bob, you know, thanks for the email because, one, I love hearing from you.
He was poking.
Well,
I hope so.
I'm sure Bob was serious, and I'm a liberal here, and some things. Well, thanks, Bob. Hey, guess what? For all you people out there, we talk about news. We talk about who do you trust out there on the stations, on those cable channels. It looks like a public policy polling nationwide survey of 1,151 registered voters January 18th and 19th found that 49% of Americans trusted Fox News 10 percentage points more than any other network. So, you know, Fox News, the most trusted name in news on cable TV. And guess who they beat? Well, they beat everybody. Anyway, and believe it or not, 74% of Republicans said that they trusted the network, while only 30% of the Democrats did. CNN was second. Each of the three major networks was trusted by less than 40% of those surveyed, with NBC ranking highest at 35%. 44% said they did not trust NBC, which was combined with its sister cable station, MSNBC. Keith Olbermann, Chris Matthews, Rachel Maddow. It's only a matter of time. I actually heard Olbermann say, I don't care how low the ratings get. O'Reilly's a bad guy. Well, you know, Keith, I probably wouldn't be putting ideas in people's minds there about how low your ratings are. And, you know, not that I care because, frankly, we watch all those channels, just get different ideas and different looks about it.
Wonder if they're driving Toyotas.
I don't know. Well, they're not driving as many Toyotas because they just recalled a bunch of Toyotas.
That is such a bummer.
I mean, you know, it's the...
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, how many... It was
staggering,
like,
numbers.
How many are we talking about?
I'll look it up.
Okay, but, I mean, they've recalled... In fact, they're not even manufacturing some of them because the gas pedal has a tendency to stick to the floor. That's bad if you're driving and you're not expecting that. If you're not trying to get away from the cops chasing you. So, okay, we're having tonight, big night for you, you know, for everybody that's sitting with bated breath, waiting for President Obama to give his State of the Union speech. And I tell you what, I just don't know if I would like to be him tonight. You know, he'll get up there and he's going to walk in there and he's facing so many changes than just 2 weeks ago. After the election in Massachusetts, things have started kind of coming, the wheels have started coming off. When you had, you know, they're talking about, well, maybe we can still pass the health care plan. You had two centrist senators, two Democrats, Evan Bayh and Blanche Lincoln, who both, by the way, faced re-election this year, said they would oppose the strategy Democratic leaders are considering to reconcile the House and Senate bills. So it looks like the health care plan is dead for right now. And, you know, and a good advice is, hey, let's take a step back, take a deep breath. Let's look at really a bipartisan bill. Let's look at things that both sides can agree on, about pre-existing conditions, tort reform, you know, things like that, that can let a bill go forward with changes that we genuinely need. But even, you know, tonight when President Obama is going to talk about freezing the deficit. I mean, freezing the deficit and freezing spending for the next 3 years for accepting things like military and non-security related programs. All that will freeze that discretionary spending. However, what it doesn't say is that what about the rest of the money that's left over from the TARP thing? I think that's like $700 million or $700 billion, is that going to go back into the deficit? I don't know.
I have a list of those Toyotas.
Let's hear it.
Okay, quickly, 2009-2010 RAV4, 2009-2010 Corolla, 2009-2010 Matrix, 205-210 Avalon, certain 2007-2010 Camry models, 2010 Highlander, 2007 to 2010 Tundra, and a 2008 to 2010 Sequoia. So it's very current, and it again, many of the issues have to do with a sticky pedal. I thought it was very interesting. I think there was a family that actually were killed because they were driving a Lexus, and their Lexus, the pedal, they had the, actually it was kind of horrific, but they had, you know, you had the OnStar, and you could hear them at the end, and it was that they couldn't, their accelerator pedal stuck. So if
you could hear them when they were going through the crash?
Yes. They played it on the air.
Oh.
I mean, you didn't. You heard it up to the crash, okay, but you heard that the accelerator pedal was, and the entire family, was killed in that crash. So this is very serious. If you're listening, you might go online or you might call your Toyota dealership and just find out your model and check it out today, because, you know, if they're going to this extreme to do these recalls, it's very serious. And, you know, we do have to take a break. We're getting ready for our Fox News. It comes up at the half hour. And in our studio this morning, we have a very special guest who is an astonishing young woman. We want to share a story with you about what she's doing and put a face on youth today in Reading that are just going places and doing things, making something of their lives, up-and-coming faces in the North State.
Well, you know, talking about that OnStar and listening on it, my they had an OnStar on my cousin's car back in West Virginia, and they had their last words, too. It was, "Zeke, hand me a beer and watch this."
Was he whipping a snake around in a circle over his head?
No, they were driving.
Oh, okay.
And those usually are the last words of people in my family. Hey, watch this. Okay, we got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. That was, I really like that music bringing us back in on that one. Carl and DeBot, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, you got to like a place that has the finest walk-in humidor in the state, but then gives you the best coffee you can buy at just great prices, and then sells you all the equipment you need to make that coffee. The beans, the super gourmet beans at the best price you're going to find around. Joe and Shelley have a great establishment there, and it's so much more than just a tobacco shop.
Okay, it's time now for highlighting the student of the month that was through the Rotary for the January student of the month. And we would like to introduce you to Chelsea Hennep. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Yeah, let's turn on that microphone for there, Bad Bob.
Okay, let's get you a little closer to the microphone. Okay, so Chelsea, how did you go about finding out, and it's ROP, correct?
Yes.
Tell us about the ROP program.
Well, the ROP program is a program that is offered by the schools. It's not a part of the schools, but the school offers it. And you can go get certified for pretty much any type of career you want to get into. Like for me, I'm doing the ROP restaurant, and you can get certified for safe food handling, and you get internships because I'm at an intern at Rivers. So it's a really good plan.
But what's an intern at Rivers do?
You can either work in the front of the house or in the back of the house where I work, and I do a lot of food preparation and preparing things for the evening crew to come in and start cooking meals.
Food prep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was Rotary West, by the way. We met you because they had asked if we would speak as well. And we sat at the same table with you and your lovely folks who are wonderful individuals. And since then, we've had this, we want to get to know you better. And we thought, come on the air that we want to show the North State. Here's somebody. You're a senior at Shasta High.
Yes.
And you have a great, great, great point average.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said, this is anything I can do to expand my resume. So what else are you involved in?
I do a lot of sports at school, and I was part of the Link Crew, which is you take freshmen on a tour of the campus and let them know that, you know, high school isn't as scary as you think it is. And
kind of like a big sister.
Yeah, but it's just during the summer you take the freshmen in.
And what's that called?
It's Link Crew.
How wonderful is that? Tell us the sports that you do.
I did swim season this beginning of this year, and I'm going to do track again in this spring.
Okay. So when you became, how did you find out about Rotary West and their RLP program? How did you find, is this something that they announced at school, or did you have to dig to find that?
You don't have to dig, but they don't necessarily give you that much information about it. If you go and talk to your counselor, they can definitely help you with that. That's how I found out about it.
Do you get extra credit?
No, but you do get school credits for it.
Okay.
And you don't need the extra credit when you're getting all this certification and everything, that you can go out into the real world and, you know, have a high chance of getting a job.
So when you're finished, how long does the program last?
It goes for the whole year. The whole school year.
How many days a week then or evenings do you work over at the Rivers?
I work at Rivers from Tuesday to Friday from 12:45 to 2:30. And on Mondays we have a classroom session where we go over, like, say, food handling, and we learn more in detail.
Are there other seniors at Shasta High that are also doing the food preparation?
Yes, there are.
Are those also Rotary programs?
It is all through the
ROP. Okay, got it. And so at the end of a year, when you say certification, what will you walk away with after this year?
I think there's a ServSafe certification that I'm going to be receiving. I've already received the safe hand washing and, you know, safe knife handling and stuff like that. But you don't get some of the certifications for free, but they have a really reduced price for us because it's through the program. So that's better than having to pay hundreds of dollars when you can pay 30.
Now, your parents own a wonderful store here in Reading. Tell us about that.
We've had California Decor Store for about 6 years almost, and it's been a wonderful place to grow up around, because I've actually been able to see how business works, and a successful business at that.
So are you involved with you know, stock inventory, bookkeeping, running the store, inventory and all that?
A little of everything. I'm the eBay shipping manager, so hey, it's a good thing to experience. I package all our shipments and send them out, take them to the post office and all that.
Oh, that's great. Well, okay, so now let's go back to what it is what does that mean when you become student of the month through the Rotary?
It means that they recognized me as an outstanding student in the ROP program, and they wanted to give me an award for it.
Well, congratulations. We are thrilled to have you on. Now, is this your first time to be on the radio?
Yes, it is.
Yay, so you can add that to your resume.
Exactly.
All right. And you're doing very well. It's as if, you know, it's water off the duck's back there. It's just normal. Just, you know, you're great.
Thank you.
Maybe we need to start a regular radio show for our youth here in town.
That would be a good idea.
I think it is a good idea. And we could, you know, we can make that happen. Like on Saturdays, we have our younger audience come in here and talk about what's going on in the high schools. And we could rotate this through and rotate this through the different schools, and we'll just put up the hour for them.
Love it. Finally have my final question is, in 5 years from now, where do you see yourself?
5 years from now, I'm probably going to be either just getting out of college or maybe still in college, working on an MBA with a focus on marketing and advertising. And then later on in life, I'm going to pick up the culinary arts again. But I want to be able to get a good foundation to work with so I can own my own restaurant later on in life and not, you know, just know one aspect of it but know everything.
Will you, and then again, another question. You guys travel a lot. Is there, does your heart lay in a specific place that you think you would love to open a restaurant?
Definitely. I want to move to Maui, Hawaii for a couple years.
We have some friends that do that as well, that go back and forth to Maui. We might be able to hook you up there. I don't know.
I wish we had gotten an MBA before we got into a radio station. Or how about just a business degree? And as far as Maui goes, yes. I mean, you know, if you got to go someplace for a little while, you know, Maui, you know, it gets a little confining, though, you know, mm-hmm. the ocean and the rains a lot.
Yeah, I think for maybe 5 years, any more than that, and I might go crazy.
It's called Island Crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've got some friends that spend a lot of time in Maui, more than just a couple friends. So there's something magical there, I'm sure. And, well, Chelsea, thank you so much. And we wish you the very, very best. And congratulations on becoming Student of the Month from Rotary West. And the best to you with your future endeavors.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Carl Lindebot here on Free Fire Radio. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. When we come back, we're going to be discussing how do you spend $2 million a month. It's $2 million a month in an emergency room on people that have come across the border illegally. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio.
Do you own a small business?
Good morning if you're just tuning on the radio. This is 1460 KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. It's going to be a beautiful day today, 44 and clear. Get up to 55 degrees tonight. And, boy, we just, what are we in our sixth week here? I am loving this. This is great.
This is going toward the end of our sixth week. And, every day, even though we still have our engineers crawling around all during the day and night and changing things, and one will change things, another one will change it back so that we make sure it's done correctly two or three times.
And plus, it's really great to have sunny skies ahead of us. I mean,
we have needed
the rain, and I think the earth is drenched, and we need to have a couple days of some clear skies, and then we'll bring on some more rain. We'll bring it on.
Well, we need to keep the rain going. But let's have, like you said, let's have the sunny skies in between. Okay. You know, we talk about the deficits. We talk about what's costing us, what's costing the taxpayers all this money. In Las Vegas, at the University Medical Center, there are a number of illegal aliens, I don't know if that's redundant, that are making their way to the emergency room, and they're coming there for a dialysis treatment. And 6 months after the Review Journal, the paper there in Las Vegas, revealed that they have 80 illegal immigrants with failing kidneys and that were running up a $2 million a month bill for dialysis and other medical treatments. The situation has even gotten worse. And you know, the promises by the elected officials, and if you read what they said, you talk about bureaucratic gobbledygook. Oh, yeah, we need to address this with a full immigration question. Well, I got news for you, people. There's not going to be an immigration question addressed. There's not going to be anything addressed for immigration in this next year. Obama is on the ropes right now. And his idea, which was a plan that was kind of working its way through there, was that if you're here illegally, you may be able to stay here illegally. Again, a plan that was worked through. I don't know if it had his blessing or not, but it was proposed by a Democrat. But I think right now that they're having to take a big step back on some of their more progressive, you know, statements and steps forward. But that's not helping the people of Nevada. You know, that federal laws require treatment, or requires hospitals to give emergency treatment to patients regardless of citizenship. And along with that is a lack of enforcement of immigration laws. Because, you talk to ICE, you talk to the Border Patrol or the Homeland Security, we know about it, but it's not big enough for us to go in there and take them. And, of course, the immigrants are going there because the illegals are going there because without it, they'll die. So what are you going to do? $2 million a month going out to save 80 people. And it is, it's to save their lives. Without it, they die. At what point do you cut that off, or do you? Or do you just gather them up and take them to the nearest hospital across the border? They're supposed to have, the free medical care in Mexico, part of their system. So what do you think? Is it worth $2 million a month? Is this another symptom of the things that are going wrong with our society, that we're just spending money and we're just hemorrhaging it out in our medical system? And yet in our healthcare system, we can't come to an agreement with a bipartisan agreement to try and do something to salvage some changes that are really needed in the medical system? You know, what's going on here? This is just my humble opinion, we need somebody that's a leader. We need somebody that can stand up and speak from his heart, somebody that does not have to rely on a TV monitor to help him, that actually speaks from his heart and gets tough. And gets tough on the different things, because people are starting to lose confidence in this president. His polls are plummeting. The idea of taking a terrorist that's been caught with explosives on an airplane on Christmas Day and reading him the Miranda rights like he is a shoplifter from Red Bluff, there is something wrong with this, my friends. There is something wrong with this. And then taking a man, another terrorist who masterminded the 9/11s, and take him for trial in New York. You got six senators, a bipartisan group of senators, by the way, who are writing letters saying, don't do this. Put it under a military tribunal. You've even got Dianne Feinstein that's questioning the part about the Christmas Day bomber, about him getting his Miranda rights, because I swear to you, he once he lawyered up, that was it. Any lawyer worth his salt will tell him, shut up, make them prove it, make them prove that you had the explosives in your underwear. And then why? And then put the United States on trial because, you know, we are the bad people. Ask those people from Haiti just how bad the Americans are. And by the way, all the things we're doing in Haiti, can you believe that the foreign minister of Italy said that we were doing it strictly for to get our names in the paper, that we were doing it, you know, for entertainment purposes, for the TV shows? And, of course, you know, the Italian government kind of backpedaled away from what he was saying. But is this what people think? You know, we're such a horrible country. We're down there all the way trying to save all these people's lives, trying to rebuild their system, which it was so corrupt, which led to a lot, unfortunately, the corruption in the system led to a lot of these deaths. Those people didn't deserve that. But again, the United States making the big move to help people, that's who we are. And yet we're trying to, you know, we're fighting terrorists and giving them the same rights as I have, as Bad Bob has, as you have. What's wrong with this picture? We got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460 AM, 605-4567. Let us know how you think.
You could cozy up.
Good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bot here. 44 degrees right now, currently. It is a beautiful, sunny day. It's going to be high of 58. Oh, isn't that going to be great to just kind of take off your muffs and your gloves and enjoy a beautiful day? Our weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, just right up about 17 miles out of town. Fabulous place to go to. Our favorite destination getaway. Go and have one of their award-winning wines. A great place to go to. Also, go to Reading.com this morning. Check out, there is a salmonella outbreak with Italian sausage. And there are too many to mention. So I think there's about 20 recalls on there. So check it out. If you've got Italian sausage or you're a lover of Italian sausage, go into your refrigerator ASAP. Check it out and go on to Reading.com. I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl ads.
How much are they charging for Super Bowl ads this year?
Three and a half for 30 seconds.
$3.5 million for 30 seconds. Yeah,
well, I suppose if you save up all year, it's the one place you know that you're going to be getting in front of a lot of people, because people do watch the ads.
Well, that's, you know, it's a big thing, but then some of the ads, though, have been big bust also, you know. The one where Bud Light did the one with the man and the woman in the horse-drawn sleigh, after they played it one time. They had to yank it off the air because there was, I guess, a million people mm-hmm. protested. And then there's always a chance that they'll have a costume malfunction out there. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that cost them a couple million dollars. But they are funny. But $3.5 million for 30 seconds, Bad Bob. Is this an average, or is it going up, or is it going down?
I believe this has set a new record.
Well, somebody explain to me. Again, we're in a recession. Coach Bob, hang on to your hats here. I know they've got the money, but are the businesses that are putting these things on, and did any of them take the bailout money? That's my question. If any of the businesses took any type of that bailout money, and they're spending $3.5 million for a 30-second commercial, I've got a problem with that. I mean, that's my money, and they didn't even ask me to, even be in it.
Okay, well, Dockers,
yeah,
the struggling khaki pants maker, is going to air a commercial that features about 30 men marching in unison in their undies while singing the song Wear No Pants.
Wear No Pants.
Wear No Pants.
For Dockers?
It's about guys who no longer wear the pants around the house. yeah.
Okay. Yep, I'm not even going to touch that one.
Uh-huh, and then there's going to be CareerBuilders.com. There's going to be Bud Light, a new spot posted. It's on Facebook fan page. Bud Light features an office full of folks who are only too eager to strip down to their briefs. I think it's all because of probably the underwear bomber. I'm not sure why everybody's in boxers right now, but, maybe that's our protest.
Obviously, this is a trend, so I guess then we could go down to the sports bar and just watch the game in your boxers.
Well, this is so in Bud Light so that they can donate their duds to a clothing drive in exchange for a free Bud Light. So, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a gas, and I can't wait. We should take a little poll on people calling the next day and what was your favorite ad and why. What tickled your funny bone?
Well, they usually are pretty good. And, in fact, I know people that watch the Super Bowl many times, even though the game is a blowout at that point, they stay in there and they watch the commercials.
Now, our guest in the 8 o'clock hour.
Angela Fitzgerald. She's from the DA's office, but we're going to be talking about a justice center. And we've got a lot of questions on that. And going to explain what it is and why it's starting.
Justice center.
And then at noontime today, if we hurry down, either today or tomorrow, we can go to that female replacement sale at the Red Bluff. I know, Bob's done, he's got the Jeep. Bob, what will happen when Brenda finds out you're going to a female replacement sale down in Red Bluff? You better hope she's not listening right now, Bad Boy.
Well, I'm sitting right next to you, and I'm not sure I'm, laughing or thinking,
you're going out of town, and there's a female replacement sale going on here. If I was you, I might be thinking about that before you leave me here. That's sifting in.
I hope she just doesn't burn your food. Let's go to the phones really fast. We're going to take a break right quickly, but let's take this call. Good morning. You're on KCNR.
Hi, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, did you get those muffins I brought in when I picked up my gift certificate?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
They were great. We were going to talk about that.
So sweet.
Usually we do not eat anything unless we know where it comes from.
Well, so, I keep a clean kitchen, I want to tell you.
Well, no, but we knew who it was. And they said, oh, it was the lady that came in to get the gift certificate. We said, all right, Linda.
Beautiful handwriting, Linda. So we have about a minute. What's on your mind?
30 seconds.
Oh, well, I just called to say I talked with Mike Quinn when I went in, and I had heard him on the radio before. Nice fella. You're all real nice down there.
Well, thank you.
We work
Come out. By any time.
And I appreciate the gift certificate. I have to spend $100 to save $35.
Hey, you know what? It's worth it in the end.
Oh, they're good people in there.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Okay, we've got to wrap it up.
Thanks,
okay,
Linda.
Bye.
Linda. Bye. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our website's KCNR1460.com. And if I can just say one thing, PETA, get a job. Poxahontas. Phil loves that job. And what would you do with that? He'd have to go on welfare. And the next thing you know, he doesn't have a home. And then he's out there in the countryside where shooters are after him. Or a hawk eats him.
Varmint.
PETA. It's varmint out there. PETA. Don't take away the last job this groundhog could possibly do. You can't retrain him for a high-tech industry.
You know, squirrel hunting season's opening.
That's right. You know, you get out there and you're a little bit bigger than the rest of them there, Phil. You might not have a good chance out there in Cedarville.
If you get up on your hind legs, somebody
That's it. Because they're big. And you know what? He's so well-fed, too.
Mistake you for a...
That's right, PETA.
Varmints.
Save him for his own destruction. All right.
What kind of segue can we have after that?
We can't accept. We are honored to have a guest today. And she's shaking her head, but she's shaking her head going, what did I get into?
This is local radio at its best.
There you go. Our guest is Angela Fitzgerald, who works at the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. She is head of the Victim Assistance Center, but she's here to talk about a new program called the Family Justice Center. And this is an exciting program that's going to be a real boon to the city and the county of Shasta here.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you two?
We're great.
We're fine.
Good. Good.
Are you enjoying this beautiful weather?
It is. It's absolutely beautiful. I was looking at the snow on the mountains this morning, and definitely beautiful.
Okay, so Angela, let's start right off. And what is a Family Justice Center?
Well, it's a co-located, multidisciplinary team of professionals who get together and offer services to crime victims.
All right. So the crime victims are okay. Let's say just give us a hypothetical of when one would walk through the door, what could one expect?
Well, what they'll expect is to meet with an advocate, potentially a police officer. It's based on the victim's need and what is it that they need, what is it that they want. They can meet with the prosecutor, receive medical assistance, receive information on shelter, get help with transportation. We also, learning about the criminal justice system, emergency services, relocation, speak to a counselor, chaplaincy program.
So this is revolving at this point around domestic violence.
It's around family violence, which can include child abuse. It is domestic violence. It's sexual assault. It's elder abuse.
Okay. And how will victims and children benefit from the center?
Well, we know it's documented. There's published outcomes that the Family Justice Center model has included reduced homicide rates, increased victim safety, increases the autonomy and empowerment for the victims. It reduces the fear and anxiety for victims and their children. It increases the efficiency and coordination among service providers. It reduces recantation. It enhances accountability of offenders. And it's all wrapped up into a one-stop shop where victims can come and feel supported. They're not having to run around town and find resources for themselves, which can be frustrating.
You know, that's what we're finding is that there's a variety of assets out there to help people that need help.
Yes.
But it literally wears them out trying to find each one. They're sent from office to office. Now, it's not that the people won't help them. It's getting them all at one time, and it could take days or even weeks for them to see somebody. What you're doing here is consolidating all that so it can help people and it can help them a lot easier, especially with people that may not have transportation.
Well, it's typical. Our victims who come in, I mean, they typically might have $15 to $20 in their pocket. It'll be a mother who perhaps had means at one point in time, and now the perpetrator, her husband, is in custody, and so there's no financial support, and may have two or three children in tow. Come in, limited resources, no transportation, and they're trying to rebuild their lives without the basic needs.
How did you get involved with this?
Well, a long time ago, I was a social worker, then went studied to become a marriage and family therapist. Was a court investigator, and then for the past 6 years I've been working as the program director for the district attorney with the Crime Victims Assistance Center.
So it's really a lifelong passion.
Yes.
We got to take a break. We are very honored to have Angela Fitzgerald from the DA office here. We're talking about a new family justice center. If you have calls or questions for Angela, do call 605-4567. That's 605-4567. That's our hotline. Taking your calls right now. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460.
Bad.
It's your eye like a big piece of pie, that's some order.
Yes, they had to watch him do that.
Do I remind you of Dean Martin?
Certain parts of you.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM. It must mean you know how I wear my glasses. 605-4567. Oh, okay. Our guest today is Angela Fitzgerald, who just
if you have an active mind, don't think
badly. Yeah, don't think that. That's not true. She's a member of the DA's office here in Shasta County and also heading up the drive for our new Family Justice Center. And she's also the victim. She heads up the Victim Assistance Center. Angela, one of the questions I know is in people's minds when we start talking about a new bureaucracy, in the good sense of what a bureaucracy is, and that's to help in this case, who's paying for this?
Well, we received a grant through the Blue Shield of California and the Family Justice Center Alliance, and so it's from a grant funding, and it is not from taxpayers' money. And it basically takes people who are already working in the field and just co-locates them, so there's no additional funding really needed besides the startup cost for this project.
I'm really interested in the Reading and the North State Shasta County statistics when it comes to would it be domestic abuse? Is that you're talking about these justice centers? It's the Justice Center. It's for families who are dealing with violent and domestic abuse. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what are the statistics?
Well, right now we know from working on the Domestic Violence Coordinating Council that we receive over 200 calls a month for family violence issues. And from that, we average 100 to 125 arrests for actual injuries, mandatory arrest, of course, for domestic violence. And so that's a lot of families. When you think on average there are 2 to 3 kids in each home in this. And what we know from our national standards or average is that only 25% report. So think of the numbers if we're getting 125 reports a month in arrests.
What constitutes an arrest? Is it a slap? I mean, what constitutes an arrest for violence?
I don't know the exact specifics when a police officer goes to the home, what they're looking for, but I know that typically there are visible injuries.
Okay. And so can you break that down, men, women, and children?
95% of who we serve are women and children, that's typically. But that's not to say that there aren't men who are abused as well. But from what I have seen over the past 6 years, it's definitely right around 95% of women and children.
Are you tied into the battered women's shelter? And
we are very much so. We work collaboratively with the shelter. They are involved in everything that we do, and they're definitely involved in the Family Justice Center.
A lot of times, when we start talking grants from people, they give it to you to start it. And then, okay, we started it, now you're on your own. Is this a long-term support they're giving, or is this something that we need to...
It is a two-year grant.
Okay.
Yeah, it can evolve into something more, but we are looking for other grants. There are other, because we have this grant, there are other sources. There are other federal grants and state grants that are available to us. But we are definitely looking for local support, not to take away from anything that's already going on. We are having a stakeholders reception coming up on February 1st. It is by invite only. But we are asking if there's anybody out there in the community who is interested in being a part of this, really wants to sink their teeth into a community project. This is definitely something to place your time, your money, your energy into.
Have you found a location?
We are looking for a location. We are utilizing our current available site now at the District Attorney's Office in the Crime Victims Assistance Center. We've started a small model offering counseling, chaplaincy. We're working with the Intertribal Council of California. We're working with the Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council. And so we've started a small-scale version of that, but we're hoping to expand.
When you do expand and you do, what do you see when the grants come through and you begin your center, how large do you see it being, and how many people do you think will be there working?
You just don't know. I have visited different centers throughout the state, and they're as small as a house with five rooms, and they're as large as a huge three-story building that has law enforcement, advocacy. You know, it depends on the community. It depends on the community needs.
Well, we are taking your call, 605-4567, and we've got a call right now. Let's go to the phones. No? Okay.
Is there a part of this is the education side, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. The education and outreach we've been doing for a long time, but there's definitely that's what we're starting with the strategic planning that's happening next week, is to involve the community, let them know what's happening, how this is going to benefit our community, and then requesting those who can assist in the strategic planning and then with the implementation seminars.
Okay, so for the listener who isn't going to be going to the reception on Monday night, where do we send our listeners? Is there a website? How can they be involved? Who do they see, and where can they go?
They can get onto the Shasta County District Attorney's website, and they can look at the Crime Victims Assistance Center, and all of that information will be supplied.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Angela Fitzgerald. We're talking about the new Family Justice Center, which can help a number of our families that are suffering a great deal of personal trauma and family trauma. Join us after these messages.
Tobacco and Brew is...
Okay.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We got a phone call. Where is Anselmo Vineyards? Where is it? They can't find it.
On the way to Shingletown.
It's on the way to Shingletown. If you go to
Inwood,
bar7h.com on your computer, bar7h.com, that will take you to their website. But if you're heading up towards Shingletown, you'll come to about 17 miles out of town. You'll come to a sweeping curve to the left, and you'll see a sign that says Inwood Road on the right-hand side. And on the left-hand side, you'll see a blue sign that says Anselmo Vineyards.
Got to look for it because we passed it a couple times. If we've gone too far, we turn around and go back.
You'll see the sign that says Inwood Road. And on the left-hand side across the road, you'll see a blue sign that says Anselmo Vineyards. You take a left there and you follow it on out.
Before
you see
Shingletown.
Before Shingletown.
Right.
It's not that far. And like I said, go to bar7h.com, and they have directions that way, too. So
tell you about the
if you still can't find it, let us know. Angela Fitzgerald.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're just tuning in. We have Angela Fitzgerald from the DA office talking about Family Justice Center here at 605-4567 KCNR. We're taking your emails as well.
And this is also to, this is to help families in need and is being funded by Blue Cross.
Blue Shield.
I'm sorry, Blue Shield. Blue something. Blue Shield. And for 2 years. Now, this is not just a statewide project, is it?
No. This model has been developed, enhanced all over the world. And as I was saying earlier, we are one of the six sites chosen out of the 26 applications in the state of California. So very excited about this.
Is there any correlation between the amount of abuse cases and being chosen for this, or is it just...
Well, they would never really give us specifics, but what they said is our visionary leadership. They really, really liked who we had on board working with us already as far as our domestic violence coordinating council. We had the shelter on board and law enforcement and the courts and the DA's office. But they also just how well coordinated we were as a community, and they thought that was something that they wanted to be a part. We're a learning laboratory, and so they're learning right along with us how to develop this program.
But I understand this program is also on an international basis, that they've got it in other countries.
Yes. Casey Gwynn, who was the founder of this program, was a young prosecutor 25 years ago in San Diego County who was handed a shoebox full of victims' names. And he said, I guess his boss has told him, here you go, take it and go with it. You've got the new domestic violence caseload. And he said he had absolutely no idea what he was doing, how to help victims, how to try cases. And so he got together with a local shelter representative. And from that, that's how this model grew.
And he's going to be in Reading this week, correct?
Yes, he will be here next week.
And
February 1st through the 3rd, he will be here.
Will there be a chance for the public to speak with him?
That I am not sure of. He is going to be on the news. I know that he's going to be at the different conferences that we're holding.
Great.
But they are by invitation only.
Well, great. But people can still go to where can they email or where can they ask questions if they want interaction?
They can go to our website at the district attorney's office.
Okay, right.
And to the crime victims assistance. They can call us. And this program, you know, it can be as simple as we want it. It can be as diverse. And what we're hoping for is the diversity and the full health services, job training, comprehensive and long-term counseling, mentoring services for children. We'd really like to have somebody come on board with that. And then to also the basic services, the police officers, prosecution, and advocates. So those people listening who want to become involved, please call us. Our number is 225-5220. If you want to be a part of us, a stakeholder, we need the time, the energy, the money from our community to be a part of this. We would really appreciate that.
Great. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Angela.
Is there any last thing before we've got like 2 minutes before we take our break? Anything last thing you'd like to say about it?
Just I work with some really great professional, dedicated people at the district attorney's office who put a lot of time and energy into this. And that just to thank them, to thank my staff for all the time and energy that they have put into everything that's gone into creating a family justice center.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being our guest today, Angela.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, it's not easy putting all these things together. And you see people that, you know, a lot of times don't get the they don't get the accolades that they should. And they work tirelessly behind the scenes to make things happen. And this is one of those. You know, I mean, it's something that, you know, I see the same thing in the veterans organizations that, you know, we've got the VA clinic here, but there's a lot of times they have to go to different spots to be seen. It's not as bad, though, as when you try to work with a city and county government and then even state, because they may need help from all three entities. And I would hope that this Family Justice Center is going to take the place of people having to go from spot to spot, take their kids with them in many cases, you know, especially if they're young children, to try and get help. So that's a good step forward for our city and our county here. And Bob, are you there?
Sir.
Okay. Bad Bob, have you got the streaming worked out yet so that we can start the streaming here soon?
I have been in communication with our guru, and we're ready to launch that. And also, we have live stream running right now. If you go to livestream.com, that's livestream.com/FreeFireRadio, you can check out the video feed from the Master Control Center here.
Now, then you can also send us emails on that, right? And you can chat on that?
We have a chat window, yes, and we're going to be expanding that so you can see it as well.
Okay, and then the other thing we have is for our archives, we're loading those up so everybody can hear the shows and go back and listen to them again.
Absolutely, those are being uploaded on a daily basis.
Great. Okay, this is Carl Lundebott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM. Join us after these messages.
Fox News Radio.
That's right. Good morning. It's Carla Lundebott. This is KCNR 1460, 605-4567. You got something on your mind? Give us a call this morning. We are open to hear what's on your mind.
Yeah, we're open line now. So it's one of those things. You plan on so many things to happen, and so you line up like 10 or 12 things, and then it's one of those 10 or 12 things that happen all at once. Going back to tonight's speech, we're talking about is, can President Obama rally us? Can he rally the nation behind him and his ideas? And what's he going to have to do to rally the people? Is he going to have to say, what about middle-class tax cuts? What about giving businesses a chance? What about those things that he was against before? He said that, nobody would have taxes raised, but what about tax cuts?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones here. Bob.
Good morning, Bob. You're on KCNR. Morning, Bob. Morning, Bob.
Let's go to the phones here.
Bob.
He's on his radio.
You need to turn your radio down.
Hey, Bob, turn your radio down.
Because there's a delay.
Good morning.
Okay.
Bob. Turn your radio down, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
He's listening to his radio.
Okay, he's listening to his radio. Anyway, I know he wanted to talk about Super Bowl ads, so maybe in the future when you do call in, which we love to take your calls, you need to turn your radio down because if you were listening to the radio and trying to talk to us at the same time, we have a 7-second delay. The reason behind that is because if somebody calls and says a naughty word, we still want to be able to stay on the air, so we can push the button and just we call it a dump button. Fortunately, we haven't had to use it.
That's right. Just give them the idea. But here's the other thing, man. For this, I will rent this dump button out. And as I've told you before on Valentine's Day, I will rent this button out. So when you say something really dumb, which I have a tendency to do 2-3 times a week, you push the button, it erases just what you said. And you've got 7 seconds of bliss. And then when she turns and says, what did you say? And then we go, well, obviously nothing. I must have, you must have heard me wrong. So, anyway.
We could really open it up if you wanted to talk about the letter of all letters.
The letter of all letters.
That came in from Jim McClatchy.
Oh, yeah.
That just frosted a lot of people.
Yeah, about the giving of the land to SAF.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones first. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
We're fine, John.
Linda,
now that we've got the phones working again. Yeah.
Getting to be a daily visit here.
Yay!
Things need to be said.
Okay, good.
Okay, what?
Say
Linda,
it.
I just wanted to make a quick comment about Angela and the Family Health Center that she's working on.
Yes.
Right.
I wanted to say that the lack of response to Angela on the phones today and the Family Health Center isn't dissatisfaction or disaffection with her activities. It's a general dissatisfaction with the malaise within the current office of the DA overall. People in the county do not feel the DA's office represents justice under the current administration, and consequently, they're not taking a lot of positive steps towards any of the programs that are going on. I think Angela's doing a great job, and I think that her program is fantastic.
It's
associated with this current administration.
Well, that's an interesting concept there, John, because it's under the current administration that they're pushing this and giving up the people and the spots to do it, to help to help this or help get it started. But that's an interesting point that some people are against the district attorney Jerry Bonito, that they're not going to specifically outwardly support programs that he is associated with.
That was my point.
Well, I don't know how – I don't know what that widespread dissatisfaction is.
Well, I can only say that I heard no calls in and no support for Angela, and that's too bad because her program is a great program. But I don't blame that lack of support on anything she's doing.
Yeah. Well, next week we have the other
– Steve Carlton.
We have Steve Carlton on our show a week from Friday, and he'll be on talking about why he should be elected to the Shasta County District Attorney's Office.
I look forward to that show.
Well, I think that again, there are supporters for both sides, and I know that some people in the District Attorney's Office don't believe that they are in disarray, that they are, a lot of them are pretty happy. So we'll see what happens. This is the one thing I did say is that already the gloves are off in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Both sides have already fired a few shots across the other one's bow. I'm looking forward to this this race. It ought
Hopefully it'll give us some transparency, some much-needed transparency, as to how decisions are made and what's going on within the office now and how it's going to be in the future.
And well, let's hope also, too, as we have the facts brought out instead of let's see you can cover the other one with mud.
Yeah, you know? Hopefully.
Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
This is what I love about this show. It's just... It's always great food for thought, how people feel. And, I mean, there are people who are very dissatisfied with the DA. We hear it on the street. We hear lots of things when we have our ears to the ground. And that's why we do this show, because we want to take your calls and have people come on and stir it up and what you think. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bob.
Bob, you're up.
Good morning.
I'm going to get it right this time. I apologize for that last blunder. I know better. I'm talking to you through my car radio, which is Bluetooth capable, and I pressed the wrong button when you came on. So it sounded like I was listening to you, but I wasn't.
Well, thank God for using the Bluetooth.
Well, you know what? Well, I'm parked, but you know what?
What?
Technology. Can't do with it, can't do without it. Yeah, anyhow,
sure.
this is Coach Bob. I heard your comment last hour, and I want to talk about Super Bowl commercials.
Okay,
Bob.
Most of them aren't worth a darn as far as advertising value goes. Well, those folks are all in competition for entertainment value. They want to see who has the highest rating of folks like you and me that even go on the internet and listen to them and watch them again. You remember about 6 years ago when they had those cowboys on horseback herding cats?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that about the best 60 seconds of entertainment you ever saw? That is my all-time favorite 60 seconds of Super Bowl entertainment. However, I'll bet they didn't sell $1 worth of profit. And furthermore, 2 minutes after that ad was done, nobody knew what the ad was for.
You know, Bob, and you're absolutely right, because they do these surveys after the Super Bowl to see who had the favorite, which one was their favorite. And what they find out is, oh, they really liked the commercial, but they had no idea what they were pushing.
That is exactly correct. I'll just take it a step further. You know, the little Energizer bunny goes around beating the drum for the battery. If you ask 1,000 people on the street today, what battery is that? They'll all, about 70% will tell you Duracell. That's a fact.
Really?
It's a fact, because they're not pushing their product properly. They're doing cutesy things with cute little animals that get our attention, but we don't remember who it's for.
Well, Bob, I can tell you that sex sells, because everybody knows about GoDaddy, and they definitely decided to buy Doritos.
I don't buy Doritos, but I use GoDaddy.
Hey, Bob, what about this one, Bob? What about the duck? Now, what company has the duck as its symbol there?
Oh, that's it's a secondary insurance ad that starts with an A, Aflac.
Aflac, okay. See, now, you know that one. Now, the president of Aflac was on one time, and he does not take a lot of money. He's a CEO. He came up
That's
with this.
Correct.
He, you know, this is the type of CEO you wish was out there in most businesses, because he takes a living wage and his wages are voted on by his stockholders there. But he had a choice of taking Ray Romano, who was at his height of his, you know, of being famous, you know, and everybody loves Raymond, or this duck. And he chose the duck.
He took a chance.
And now
great branding.
95% of the people that see that duck think Aflac. So what a great deal.
You know, the whole thing is the advertising company that created that advertisement, if you read, I think it's the Bang book that describes how that was created.
Yeah.
It was strictly by accident, as they were trying to come up with a thought. And a guy was walking down the street, and he's saying to himself, Aflac, quack, quack. Sounds like a duck. Hey, I have an idea here. He took it back to the brains of the advertising company, and they became millionaires because of the quality of that ad.
Yeah.
And people do associate it with Aflac.
Sure.
And but last but not least, before I have to go and play some music, you're painting everybody with this recession brush, and not everybody's participating in this recession, just so you know.
Okay.
It does hit a lot of us. It hits me directly, and it may be hitting you guys, but there are people in this area alone that are making a fortune off of this recession. That doesn't excuse the waste of $3.5 million, because those prices didn't go down. They went up.
Yeah, I know.
That tells you something.
Well, you know, there are people making money out there, and we're running into cases, individual cases. But if you look at the overall malaise that's hitting the country. It's not, you know, there are people, there are always going to be people that have made the right decisions or see something and are going to make money. But most of us don't.
The responsibility lies with the stockholders, if there are stockholders, to jump a company like Dockers or whoever on what conglomerate owns them. And if they don't like their ads or don't like that expense, and if it doesn't sell one pair of pants, it's a stupid ad.
That's true.
It's as simple as that.
Okay, Coach Bob.
Money.
We got
thank you.
Yeah, we got to take a break, and thanks for the phone call.
Bye-bye.
This is Carl Lindabad on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll get to the phone lines as soon as we get back from these messages.
Join your
good morning. 46 degrees now, sunny outside. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Taking your calls this morning, 605-4567. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Pauline. You are on KCNR.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. How are you?
We're great.
Good. Listen, the reason I'm calling is because I want you to know that the district attorney's office is a very strong supporter of violence against families. And Mr. Benito is very, very strong in the support that he gives in this area.
Well, you know what? I think that it's getting ready to start the political season, that's for sure. You know, I this is what Angela said and mentioned to us, whether you agree with the things that District Attorney Benito has done in other cases, and there's been times that we have, you know, not violently disagreed. I won't use that term, but we have vehemently disagreed with some of the things. He has put a lot out there for the families, and Angela, who works with victims, has wanted to reiterate that as she was leaving. Hello.
Yes,
anyway,
of course.
So
I
we were just kind of
that,
agreeing with you.
They are very strong in what they do out of the district attorney's office in the domestic violence and the sexually abused people. He's been very supportive. He's been very strong. He works with the Women's Refuge. And for them to say that he is not strong in this area, I don't know all of his other cases, but in this area I find that he is very supportive of it.
Well, I think what our one caller, John, was saying is that people are disenchanted with Benito, and so because of that, they have a tendency to hang back, even with a program that they could agree with. You know, I hope people don't do that. That they can separate their disapproval of somebody in charge of an office, like in this case, the district attorney's office, and a program that works within the office that is so vitally needed.
Well, they're very supportive of it, and they've had classes at the college, and he himself, Mr. Benito, has come to the classes with the Women's Refuge that they have had at the past at the college, and he has personally came out and spoke and does give his support for that. So I just don't want people to think that he's not supportive in that area, mm-hmm. whether they think of in other areas. Those are decisions that are based on information that they have, but he is supportive of the family violence against it. I mean, he's very supportive against what happens there. And so I guess all I want to say about that, and I just want them to know that, and I'm an advocate for the crisis line, so I do know that he does work there.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Pauline, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you for your input.
You guys have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about a specific Super Bowl ad that seems to be causing a bit of consternation in entertainment land.
Market volatility.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're getting down to about the last 6 or 7 minutes here.
Okay, Super Bowl ads coming up. There's one that is really getting a lot of attention. Focus on the Family has purchased an ad, first time. In the ad, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Tim Tebow is shown with his mother talking about how courageous she was to go through a difficult pregnancy, even when the doctors advise her to have an abortion. And the ad carries with it a pro-life message, even if it doesn't necessarily chastise anyone who's pro-choice. So here's the question. Should the Super Bowl be used as a political forum, or do you think both CBS and Tebow should be admired for taking this risk? Oh, we've got 5 minutes left in the show. We're going to take your calls. What do you think?
Well, you know, the thing is that this has caused a bunch of consternation, and it is a pro-life ad. And again, it doesn't say if you don't choose that you're a bad person. It just is a choice of what Tebow's mother believed in. And he is clearly a religious man. And he has a bright future, probably. I say probably because you never can tell what happens to from a Heisman Trophy winner that goes into the pros, what can happen there.
Well, CBS is clearly saying that they are airing the commercial, even though this decision's been met with a lot of criticism. 6054567, before we go, let us know your thoughts on this. What do you think? I think we're going to be talking about this, of course. We've got 2 weeks to the Super Bowl, and it's going to be, there'll be a lot of things that we're going to be discussing, because it is the most highly viewed event in the world.
One of them. I think soccer beats them in some of these other countries because people enjoy watching people run around kicking a little ball and bumping into each other and saying nasty things in different languages.
Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning. What do you think?
Yeah, good morning. Well, I think that we ought to go back and think about the Constitution and about free speech. It doesn't say anything in the Constitution about being politically correct. In fact, the reason we have free speech is so we can speak up against our government or any issue. Let's go back to having freedom of speech and thought. I don't want thought police.
Great.
Well, that's a good point. And then no thought police. If this is if this is focused on a family wants to have a spend $2.8 million to get their idea out there that there is pro-life, they are pro-life and to get the word out. I mean, who could have a bigger audience in the United States?
Right. And two things. They didn't use any of the money from Focus on the Family for this. It was all private donation outside of the ministry. And there was one more thought, but it's left me. But anyway.
Well, great. Thank you for your call this morning, Roberta. Yeah. We always appreciate your input.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Randall, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Randall.
Hi. About this ad, I'd like to see you guys continue the conversation tomorrow. It's a little short, but we're saw the consternation over the soft porn ads of GoDaddy. I'm sorry. I'm going to shoot from the hip here.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, well, you're right because in GoDaddy,
it
is. I mean, it's the dress of the women.
Is it because of the big?
Well, no,
it's worse. NOW, National Organization of Women. Where are they?
They aren't. And the fact is GoDaddy is selling sex. That's why they remember that.
Yeah.
Well, and some people will turn off just for that reason.
I will.
But we have what we have here another 2 weeks before the game starts, and we're going to be discussing at various times little things about it, maybe little known facts, but things about the commercials. But this one with Tebow is
and
big.
About yesterday with Patrick Jones,
mm-hmm.
He was the first guy I voted for up here. I broke my odd six on the Richmond Rod and Gun Range right before I came up here. I talked to him. And out of the candidates, I picked him as the first person I voted for. And I like Pat. Pat's a straight shooter. And I'm going to help campaign for Pat.
Well, he's running for re-election this time.
That's what I'm going to do.
And Patrick has a tendency. And Patrick.
For free.
Yeah, for free. Patrick is a straight shooter, too.
He is. All right, I'll listen to you guys in the last 2 seconds.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Randy.
Thank you.
That's right.
Yeah, you should continue it tomorrow because let's stir the pot.
Well, there's a lot of things that we can be talking about. Tomorrow we'll have.
GoDaddy soft porn?
I don't know. I guess it could be considered that. There's no nudity on it, but they are pushing sex. I mean, that's what it is, and there's a lot of double entendres, but yet people remember it, as opposed to who was herding cats.
Yeah, I guess that's just interesting. It's
And then who is who are the major GoDaddy? You know, they're a spot to put websites up on, mm-hmm. and or you can get domain names.
Mm-hmm.
So who are the main people that do that? Is usually men, younger men, probably. And so you know that's who their audience is. That's where they're going for.
Okay.
I know Bad Bob. He's got 163 domains with GoDaddy.
It's younger men that spend entirely too much time in front of the computer.
That's right. You know, tell us about that. Look, okay, tomorrow our guest is Mark Beecham, and he's going to talk to us about business and everything else. I'm sure Mark knew about that. This is Carl and the Bot. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.